What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Swishing and Dishing with Caleb. So happy to be here with you guys today. This is the second episode. If you missed the first, go back and check it out and come back to this one. Without further ado, let's hop into the first topic. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Anthony Davis has requested a trade, and he's been fined $50,000 for his team publicly announcing the trade. There are two reasons I really don't like the situation. First one, we all know Woj and ESPN and all the sports networks, they're good at reporting it in about a day or so anyway. So the fact that Anthony Davis's team can't really announce it to the public, I really don't understand that. I do understand the point of view of the NBA saying, oh, we don't want you going around telling people that, oh, you want to trade out of this place or whatever. The second reason I really do not like it is because it wasn't even Anthony Davis who said it. It was his agent, Rich Paul. So if anyone should be fined, it should be Rich Paul. So now Anthony Davis has to pay up for something, for a mistake that his agent made. Now, I do understand why they put the penalty on Davis, because Davis has got to tell his agent, please, you know, shut up, keep quiet. But then also another reason is because the NBA doesn't really have the right, or I don't believe so. I don't believe that it should have the right. And clearly here, it's not showing that it has the right to fine the agent of a player, because he's not actually part of the he's not getting paid by the NBA. So a player is getting paid by the NBA or by a team in the NBA, like Anthony Davis, could be fined by the NBA, but his agent can't really be fined by the NBA. So that's wrap up the first topic, on to the second. There's a man named Boogie Cousins, best center in the league, or second best center in the league, depending on if you think he's better than Joel Embiid or not. He tore his Achilles. No team wants to sign him, so every other team backed away, and the best team in the league signed him for $5 million, which is very close to a minimum. Lakers, Warriors, Christmas Day. Lakers won by 26. I'm seeing Kevon Looney just running around the court, not knowing what to do with a bunch of all-stars. He doesn't have a good hand, he's not quick enough, and he's not the elite passer that DeMarcus Cousins could be. With Boogie on the court, he'll get in the post, the whole teams will swarm on him, which allows him to kick out the ball to Clay, Durant, or Steph for an open three. Also, the Warriors are the team that gets switched on the most because of their great shooting ability. So when you have Steph coming around the corner and Boogie sets the screen, you'll have the big man come on to Curry. Curry will pass the ball to Boogie, and you'll have a point guard guarding Boogie Cousins. And we know that's help for the other team. So, I heard a hot take somewhere that the Warriors will not lose a game when these five players are playing. And then when I think about it more and more, and I'm seeing the scores or even watching some of the games that the Warriors are in, I see this as a realistic accomplishment. In the regular season, in the playoffs, I don't think if the Warriors meet the Lakers, I do not believe that they can sweep LeBron and maybe Anthony Davis. So, but for the rest of the regular season, when these five players play, I think it's possible. On to our last topic. Celtics lose to the Magic. Kyrie calls up LeBron about leadership. One day later, Kyrie's going to the Lakers. I think Kyrie wants to go to the Lakers. Those were the media headlines. I don't understand it. The media ruins basketball because it puts these false statements into our minds, thinking that it's actually going to happen. Like, I have a friend, he's a Knicks fan, he's saying, Kevin Durant's on the Knicks, saying that Kevin Durant's already a lock for the Knicks. It's because the media every day is saying, oh, this person's going to go to the Knicks. This person's going to go to the Nets. This person's going to go to the Lakers. This person's going to go to the Warriors. I really don't understand it. And especially for a situation like Kyrie, who wanted to get rid of this man. He might want to get rid of the Cleveland management, but it was mainly LeBron. And you've said it already, leaving LeBron was the greatest move of his career he's ever done. So the fact that this man, Kyrie, wants to play with LeBron again, I don't really understand it. If Anthony Davis gets traded to the Lakers and Lonzo Ball would probably be shipped in that deal, there would be a spot for a point guard. And I guess that could possibly go to Kyrie, but I don't understand it. And just, yeah, Kyrie and LeBron talk to each other. It doesn't mean they're going to be on the same team. So what I take away from this is just the media playing their old shenanigans. That's it, everybody. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Switching Edition with Caleb. See ya.